Dandin followed, rubbing sleep from his eyes. When he arrived upon the scene, Marielle was kneeling crestfallen over her quarry.
"Oh, dear, what have I done?"
she wailed.
"He's only a little un."
It was a small hedgehog. Dandin stooped to feel the big bump in the centre of its head.
"Middle of the night, running target. Great shot, I'd say."
Marielle turned on him, her eyes brimming with tears.
"Oh, Dandin, how could you say that? I'd never have thrown at such a little fella intentionally. But it all happened so quickly I couldn't see who it was."
Dandin picked up the oatcake and chuckled.
"Not to worry. Look, the little rogue's coming around fine. This is a true Redwall missile. See, there's not even a mark on it."
The small hedgehog sat up slowly, gingerly pouring his head. He blinked at them and said,
"Oh, where be I? What happened?"
Before Marielle could answer, Dandin chipped in.
"Yeah, you tripped and bumped your head, old lad."
"Me name don't be old lad. I be Bowley Pintips, and I'll thank ye to address I proper."
Dandin adopted a look of mock fear and bowed respectfully.
"Accept my humble apologies, your royal bowliness."
Bowley snatched the old cake and brandished it.
"See this here rock as I tripped over? Well, you make sport of me and I'll biff you with it. What's your names? Speak up now afore I loses me temper with you both."
The hedgehog's impudence caused Marielle's mood of pity to vanish instantly. She grabbed Bowley firmly by his nose, pulling him up on tip paw, and said,
"Listen to me, you cheeky little robber. I'm Marielle of Redwall, and this is Dandin. We're both warriors, so keep a civil tongue in your head, or we'll give you two more lumps to go on top of the one you've already got."
Tears streamed from Bowley's eyes as his nose was squeezed.
"Ow! Ow! Let go of your nose! You're hurting me!"
Marielle released him, and he grovelled in the sand, rubbing at both bump and snout. The mousemaid nodded as she sat by him.
"That's better. Now, what's a little snippet like you doing out in the wastelands all alone? Where's your mum and dad?"
Bowley shrugged glumly.
"Never had none as I could remember. Two weasels had me captured south of here, made me slave for them. Tied me to a post at nights, but I escaped and runned away."
Dandin's friendly face grew grim.
"How far south are these two weasels, Bowley?"
he asked.
"About half a night's march from here. I only escaped just afore dark, Mr. Dandy."
"My name's Dandin, not Mr. Dandy,"
said Dandin, pouring the long dagger at his belt.
"These two weasels, have they got food and drink?"
"Oh, aye. They got victuals aplenty. Robs travellers, they do."
Marielle has retrieved the haversack. She knotted the carrying ropes together, exchanging a slow smile with Dandin.
"Let's go and pay these two weasels a visit,"
she said. The sand and shale were still warm from the day's heat, but the night air was cool as the three creatures strode south. Bowley Pintips giggled aloud when Dandin explained their plan to him.